You are listening to Concert Blast.
Kick it out!
To ConcertBlast.com.
I am Deborah Black, and I am from Nashville, Tennessee, and I am listening to the Concert Blast. For all of you people out there, it's the greatest to listen to.
My name's Kristen,
and I'm Nicole.
We're the Wild Horse of Lynn,
having a blast with Concert Blast.
Woo! I'm so tired. I didn't take no chances.
Welcome to Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with
Tom Thompson
and Mike Arnold.
And right now you're going to hear the review of the Pat Benatar and Heart shows we saw at the Wild Horse Saloon.
And we're going to start off with Pat Benatar. Now, we'd seen Pat Benatar before. Opera singer, yes, no doubt about it. Couldn't resist to see her again.
Oh, no, I couldn't. Mainly because we'd seen her in the same place about a year previous to this.
Yeah.
And the woman's voice is so powerful, you swear there's a couple people singing, belting these songs out.
Not only opera singer, Tom, but she is a rock and roll singer.
That's
then
right.
She goes to the ballads.
She does.
She can do it all.
Every bit of it.
And her husband's not that bad either on the guitar.
No, not at all.
Neil Giraldo's, he's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You better say more than okay, because he's got it.
Well, where's she from?
Oh.
I think the man's from Cleveland. Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. He's getting deep here, Mike or what?
Yeah. It's sad. But anyway, we'll get into the show now. During the Pat Benatar set, we were told not to record any of the show, portions of the show. During the Heart set, we're not even allowed to bring in audio equipment inside the building.
Yeah, so this is kind of unusual that we are doing a review from a show that we can't give you any live snippets.
However, we did get some fan responses, and we did get an interview with Mick Mahan after the Pat Benatar show.
Mick is the bass player for Pat Benatar.
From Youngstown, Ohio.
Ah, we will also have to say, I always love how Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo has always started their show, with Neil playing in the background, and you hear all this wild guitar licks, mm-hmm. They're not even on stage, but the drummer and the bass player is on the stage.
Yes, always start with that.
Well, actually, Neil, when he comes out, he just, like Mike says, he's thrashing away. He's actually, like, bent down over his guitar and just wailing away on it, making all kinds of noise. You wonder, what's he doing? Get in the show. And then eventually
that is the show, though.
That is part of it.
All right. And he walked into the very first song of the night, one of my very favorite Pat Benatar songs.
All Fired Up.
They got everybody fired up, no doubt about it.
They didn't waste any time by going into all the hits. The next song, Shadows of the Night.
I could hear people singing that song. It sounded so good. Didn't take them long. They broke right into the next song, We Live for Love.
I feel passion.
Last time during We Live for Love, if you remember, I think they did it acoustically, and that's when Pat's voice really shined. I mean, she hit those high notes. She still hits them, but you could hear them a whole lot better when it's acoustic set. They went into the next song, which Pat always introduces as, here's a great song from the worst movie ever made.
Yes.
And she's talking about the song
Invincible.
Okay, next thing we see, them bringing out some stools, and Pat and Neil go out there, and they sing a beautiful slow song, which is Every Time I Fall.
Every time I fall back, you grab my shoulder to keep me from falling. Every time I fall back, your arms are open, I hear you calling me.
They also went into another song. While they're on the stools, the Ooh Ooh song. Front. The drummer's actually sitting on a box, and he's beating the box as the drummer said.
Yeah, but it was a perfectly acoustic box.
Yeah, there you go.
Neil gets back there on the keyboards and starts off this song, which is
We Belong.
Now there's no looking forward. Now there's no turning back when you say we belong to the light. We belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words. We both fall in.
This is when they started showing off their cell phones and the lights and stuff like that. Everybody waving them back and forth. I think that's neat.
I do kind of miss the lighters.
Yeah.
Cell phones don't quite have the effect, man.
Well, I don't know the effect.
Yeah, like they don't burn the building down.
Yeah, helps.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, Pat also introduces this next song as saying, I'm tired of playing this song, and every night when I play this song, I've played it so many years in my life, but I'll play it for you guys.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And she went into the hit.
Hit me with your best shot.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, let's see how you do it. Pull up your dupes, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot.
can imagine, you got to be sick to death singing that thing for 25, 30 years.
Yeah, but it made him a lot of money, though, Brian, so you got to play for your fans.
That's why she's there.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And then she went into the song about children.
She kind of introduces the song kind of slow, and she's really sincere about what this song is all about.
And it's always nice to hear the explanation, because the title sounds very negative, but it's actually about child abuse and prevention of child abuse.
Yes.
But it's called Hell Is for Children.
Love and pain become one and the same in the eyes of a wounded child. Because hell is for children.
Then she ended the night with one of our favorite dance songs from the 80s, Love is a Battlefield.
They wanted more. This is what it sounded like. I'm telling you what.
How'd you like the show?
Woo!
That's a good explanation. How'd you like the show?
Pat rocks.
Pat rocks. What do you think, James?
She was rocking.
Will we get some more?
Hope so.
Show so far.
I think it's great. It's awful short though. It's only been an hour.
Listen to this crowd.
Think they want more, Mike?
I believe so.
They're making the crowd work for it, aren't they?
They sure are. Shaking everybody's hands, going across the stage, starting at one end, going all the way across the stage. Spider's up there behind the keyboards now. Let's see what's coming next.
Everybody's just going crazy. Everybody's wondering what's going to be the next song. Again, one of their biggest hits,
Promises in the Dark. And they closed the show with Heartbreaker.
You're the right kind of sinner to release my inner fantasy. The events of a winner, and you know that you are born to be. You're the heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker. Don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker, don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker.
There's a lot of songs missing out of that set. That set only lasted maybe an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. But the last time they were here, the first time we saw them at the Wild Horse, was a lot better. They had a lot more people. It was sold out, by the way. It wasn't overfilled like it was last
time. You're right. No way.
An extra 1,000 people jammed in there.
That's what made that show good. I mean, they left songs out like I Need a Lover, Fire and Ice, Treat Me Right, You Better Run.
You Better Run!
You Better Hide!
You Better Leave.
That was a good show. It just wasn't long enough. That's what I'd have to say.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, it was very short, and like Mike says, several of the songs that they could have done, they could have shortened some of the songs that they played, because they did have a tendency to drag out some of the songs there, too. But, yep, I definitely could have thought of several songs they could have filled in with.
Listen to some of the fans we met out in the crowd. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, saying goodnight here at the Wild Horse Saloon. And they must be in a hurry because the tour manager's over there flashing and saying, come on, come on, in the song. Great show. What do you think?
Very good. Very good. Well worth the 30-year wait.
30 years. First time you've seen them, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what did you think?
It was awesome. Awesome.
It was rocking. It was rocking. Nashville is great, too.
Final thoughts on the show.
She is better now than she was 25 years ago. She is superb.
Very good. What's your name?
Donna.
Where are you from, Donna?
Smyrna.
Smyrna, Tennessee.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Donna. So what's your name?
Larry Rowe.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Syracuse, New York, but I love Nashville.
What's your name?
Wendy Rowe.
How'd you like the show tonight?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. The best show I've ever seen in my life.
That means you don't
see. Hey, hence the Pat Benatar headband.
Yeah, I work for her. What's your name?
Jerry Ray. Am I going to be famous?
You're going to be real famous.
I'm infamous as it is, baby.
Yeah, I know. You look good tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. What's your name?
Mike Arnold.
First Mike Arnold. Arnold.
Yeah.
Mike Arnold. Nice to meet you, Mike.
Nice to meet you. I love your dancing tonight.
I love you, Mike Arnold. Have a great night.
I want to get a picture with Pat Benatar. It's my birthday. So
well, she already's gone. She's gone.
No, she's not.
Yeah. I promise you, her and Neil are getting a limo. They're back at the hotel.
There's no meet and greet, no nothing.
So what did you think about the show?
Oh, my God.
Birthday lady here.
Oh, my God. I love the show. I loved it. I have never seen Pat Benatar in concert, and this is like the time of my life. I loved it. I have enjoyed every song. Every song.
When I was a little kid.
I have all of her songs, and so I have never been able to see it because I never could afford it. So here I am here, and I've sang every one of these songs. I loved it. I loved it.
What's your name?
Deborah Black.
Where are you from, Deborah?
I live here in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right. And your name?
Sandy.
Sandy. That's what I thought. You said, what were you saying? Something like she used to clean the house with it or something?
She did. She used to clean the house with Pat Benatar. It was kind of ingrained in my head. And then I was like, girl, do I love listening to her? So maybe.
Okay, we need to talk because I'm starting a new television program.
Oh!
Talk to us about it.
Lee Beverly, just walk.
Check two, check. Is this on?
It's on now, baby. How you doing, Lee?
Check two. These things never work. Check.
Hey, what'd you think of Pat Benatar tonight?
I thought Pat was extremely just amazing. She's still got everything that it takes to be a rock star. She still does.
Just like
got
you do.
All.
Just like you.
No, I don't have the money. I got the attitude. I don't have the money.
And if you see us out in the crowd, come up and talk to us. Just like Pat Benatar's bass player did. Here's Mick Mahan. After the Pat Benatar set, he came out to talk to us. Well, here's Mick Mahan from the Pat Benatar Band. How you doing, Mick? You did a great show tonight.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Glad to be here with you guys again.
I'm glad to see you back again.
I'm glad to be here, always.
Yeah. One of the nicest bass players in the history of rock, right here.
Oh, no, you mustn't have me confused with somebody else.
Hey, that's right, never mind.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, that's from, he's from Ohio, that's why.
I am from Ohio. That's right.
Are you a Buckeye, too?
Cleveland,
see?
You're close enough.
Can't help it.
Youngstown.
I remember Youngstown, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so let me interview you guys. What's
all
going
right
on with you guys?
We knew we was going to see a good show tonight.
Yeah, you were counting on it? Was it better than last time?
No. Crowd wasn't as into it this time, were they?
That's fine.
Did you think?
I couldn't tell, man. Yeah. A lot of times I
they
can't
were sitting
really
down
not too much.
Well, yeah. You can never count on it. I mean, it is a weeknight. The economy is what it is.
Exactly.
It's really, you know, I mean, stuff changes.
Oh, you still had a full house, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good, but I'm sure from the last time, I heard you could not walk through here, so.
Oh, yeah, all the stairway was full last time.
Exactly.
They're watching from the stairway. Yeah.
Well, hey, we can't complain, man, Tuesday night.
That's right. That's another thing. Yeah.
My only complaint is we have to go somewhere else. I want to stay here for a couple days.
Yeah. I was actually hearing that Keith and Nicole were supposed to show up tonight, but the baby was sick and they couldn't.
Oh, yeah?
Could have had some company up here.
That would have been really good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been really cool.
So where are y'all headed next?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Tennessee Theater?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great place.
Come on down.
Yeah. Okay.
Two and a half hours?
Yes.
No big deal.
We don't have real jobs doing it.
That's what your job is.
That's right. Where were you last night?
Oh, now that's the hard part, man. Where was I? So we had a night off in Little Rock, Arkansas. It was a day off. Yeah, travel day. So we were just hanging out. The night before, we were in Dallas. That was a good one. Dallas was a really good show. That was fun. Neil was burning. He was on fire.
Neil's always on fire, isn't he?
Always on fire. But some nights, man, he takes on this like Hendrix-like persona. And it's when he really gets it, he gets it. He's always good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but
so where
when
they
he gets
at?
It, he gets it.
Are they already back in the hotel room asleep or what?
Yeah, they're back there sleeping. They're way older than the rest of the band. Nah, they're probably just enjoying themselves a little bit, just chilling out, you know.
Yeah, you gotta watch Neil what he does, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know when he's gonna end or what he's gonna do.
No, but you know what? For as long as I've been playing with the band, it's surprising to me how the endings always just end up working out. I mean, you can watch all you want, but there's a feel thing there that just kind of always works out. And it's not like a lot of bands where you have to, like, really be concerted about it. It just is what it is. Yeah. It's very relaxed.
Y'all just got the flow just like that.
But, you know, we make mistakes, but it doesn't really matter.
You can tell.
Nobody's that serious about it, you know. It's not a big deal. We're playing music here.
You got really warmed up on your bass solo thing. Started plucking, and then it ended.
And then it ended. Well,
what's going on with that, man?
There you go again.
I remember last time I said, why didn't you get a stool up front? You said, I ain't touching that one.
Yeah, right. I was waiting for you to say you're up front a little bit more than that.
Hey, I was yelling for you out of the crowd. I said, he can't hear me. Everybody in the crowd can hear me. He can't hear me.
I can't hear
him. I know you were saying hi to some chick down front, though. He kept saying hi to
me. Natalie.
Yeah.
She's actually a very good drummer. He's been friends with our old drummer. And there's a bunch of guys from Cinderella over there. And Eddie Money's bass guy over there.
Yeah, Lee, yeah.
So, you know, we got a few guys going on here, so. But I try to talk to everybody a little bit.
See Mark Slaughter walking around doing the production.
He's working backstage.
Isn't that something?
This is the Mark Slaughter? That's great. That's great. I mean, what else are us guys going to do, you know, besides be involved with it?
Yeah.
If we're not working, we need to be involved with it.
Exactly.
You know, it's just something you've done all your life.
Well, Mick, I know we're going to have to get down the road, and so are you.
Well, my friend.
Great to see you.
Nice
again,
to see you. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Let's make my hand, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. My fellow Buckeye.
We also saw a couple of nice ladies out in the crowd. Two young ladies who have great music, and you can listen to their music on MySpace, Tony and Ash. Now get on to myspace.com/Tony and Ash, TonyAndAsh, and listen to their music. Here's a little quick segment we have when we talk to them.
We just ran into two girls who have some beautiful music, and they're not too bad looking themselves.
No, not at all. You know what? I also heard that they can sing pretty well, too.
Oh, yeah. Tony and Ash here. If you get on MySpace.com/Tony and Ash, you will hear some great music and see a couple of ladies here. Y'all have some great music together. Which one of you are the main songwriter?
We both do all the songwriting together. It's pretty even.
Yeah, we're a team.
Yeah.
You're a team.
Yeah.
And y'all sound great together. Now, where did you get these musicians?
Well, we're in the studio right now, and we're working with studio musicians and recording 23 songs right now and getting an album together.
Very nice.
Now, how long do we have to wait before an album, though?
I don't know. It's going to be a couple more months. We've been working on a bunch of different songs, trying to figure out what would be best for an album, so we'll see what happens.
Good. When are you going to be prepared to play live?
As soon as we can. We're ready now.
But you're ready now.
Getting all the songs together.
Getting the songs together, getting musicians together, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like having your picture? you. You're going to hear some great music from a couple of girls. Get on MySpace.com/Tony and Ash.
Go there. Tony Nash. TONINANDASH.
Tony Nash, people!
Woo-hoo! Check us out!
And here's a little snippet of their music.
Matter of time, ground sweet secrets would just align. At first thought you're learning fun, then realize I'm not the only one. Just a player playing your game. You're a wild card, never can change. Promise of progress, long overdue. Backside old ways, no breakthrough.
Tell you what, it's got some rock kick to it. Guys, I think you'll like it. You like rock and roll? These girls are going to go somewhere one day.
I really believe that.
Yes.
They got to keep their heads straight. They keep their minds right and keep their focus going and don't give up.
That's right. Hang in there, girls. You can do it.
On this next review is one of our favorite acts from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. They're still together, and I'm thankful that they are.
Not only one of our favorites, but my favorite female-led band.
And I tell you what, when Tom starts talking about Nancy, she still is beautiful, isn't she?
She's beautiful. She's still energetic. She still loves to play and perform. She got the red hair now, man.
What's I love that.
It works on her, doesn't it?
It
does it for me, so I'm telling you, man. She is great. Absolutely energetic. The lights go off. The band comes out except for Ann. Probably a good 30 seconds.
I know. We're thinking, okay, come on. Bring the singer out here. We know she's here.
Sure enough.
Last time I checked, you can't really start without the lead singer being out front.
That's right. That's the way they did it. They built up the anticipation for sure.
And it was great to see her when she came out. Wasn't it great to see Ann?
Fabulous. We just couldn't wait to hear her sing again.
Boy, did we hear her sing.
Oh, man,
what a fantastic voice. They broke right into Wild Child.
The crowd was into it from the very beginning, weren't they, Tom?
That's what was so great about it. They stood up. They did want to sit down. They were just really excited about seeing Hart because Hart hasn't been around for a while, and most of these people that were there probably hadn't seen him, but maybe 10, 15 years ago. So the anticipation was definitely there.
The lead guitarist did that one famous note from the one famous string. Listen to this. That's what got everybody's attention.
You better believe it.
As they went right into the very first hit ever.
Magic Man.
Into this next song was kind of strange because it was kind of a little funky acoustic intro to this thing. It almost kind of threw you off a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were going to play.
But it led right into Straight On.
I loved how they did the beginning of that,
that was cool.
And they drove right into the song. I really liked that. Now Ann steps up to the mic and says, let's do some singing together. Of course, there wasn't a problem with that.
No.
Nancy picked up an acoustic guitar and a harmonica. They went into the song called
Never.
We can't go on just running away. We'll wait any longer. We will surely never get away. Oh, anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around. Never let them shoot us down.
What was so cool is that when you really heard Ann and Nancy sing together with those vocals. I mean, oh, it sounded so good still.
Can they punch those songs or what? They punch those songs?
I mean, they all sounded just as good as ever. The next song was a song I liked in the day, but I tell you what, it can go a little long, and it went a little long that night. A slower song called Mr. Wind.
And in my it blew its name. You know, it sounds so strange, but I heard it play. Mistral, Mistral Wind.
What I would say about Mistral Wind is when they were dragging it out, Anne shouldn't have stayed out there. I mean, she was just standing there. I mean, she should have walked off the stage, got her something to drink, or do something else.
We're talking about 3 or 4 minutes of just playing acoustic,
instruments,
which was pretty. But no, there was no need for her to be standing out there.
But Anne stepped up to the microphone to sing one off her Hope and Glory solo CD effort, a Led Zeppelin song called Immigrant Song.
We come from the land of the ice and snow.
Then they brought out this stand-up bass, which I thought was kind of strange, but it sounded so good, they broke into this next song, which is Isolation.
We're afraid of everyone, afraid of the sun. Isolation. The sun will never disappear. But the world may not have many years.
Now it's time for Nancy to take the center stage.
Nancy slapped on a 12-string, and she also got harmonica on, which I thought was pretty cool. Actually, mm-hmm. It's kind of like a Dylan-esque kind of thing. What amazed me, they went into a Tom Petty and Heartbreaker song. I wasn't expecting this, and they went into You Wreck Me.
Thought that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was very, very neat. Hey, they wasted no time. One of my favorite songs out there. The harmonies were fantastic. We're talking about These Dreams.
I noticed Ann played an acoustic guitar on that song, too. That was pretty neat.
That was neat. Really brought out the song's quality, especially the acoustic features in that song. It was beautiful.
Yeah, Nancy actually sang that.
That's her lead vocal.
Very cool.
What'd you think about the keyboard player? I thought she was awesome.
She did all the background vocals. She never was fully standing up straight. She was kind of crouched over and braced herself up. I don't see how she could stay comfortable like that for an hour and a half, man.
Moving. She was really getting into the show. She really was.
I'll tell you what. I really liked the sound that she provided, the vocals that she provided, and her look.
look. I loved her, how she had her hair and everything, like in long ponytails inside of her head. I love that. I thought she looked really neat up there.
Anne went back to singing again and broke into the next song, which is Alone.
Alone sounded good, and this next song sounded good, but it was a big surprise to me. It actually came from one of their live albums.
Well, it actually came from a little album called Quadrophenia.
Oh, yes, it did, didn't it?
Very good, Brian.
I haven't lost it yet. It's sliding, but it hadn't completely slipped.
Now, for those of you who don't know what Quadrophenia is...
That is the Who.
And it's a Who song, a Who standard, and a Who greatest hit.
Love, Rain, or Me.
Only love. Make it rain like the sweat of lovers laying in the field.
They did a great job on that song, didn't they?
Well, listen to that song by The Who and imagine Anne punching those notes.
Yes.
Hey, she doesn't have problems punching notes. That's one thing about Anne.
She doesn't have to reach for them. She just belts them out.
Yeah.
And you better get out of the way if you don't want your eardrums to bleed, brother.
Nancy kind of took the front end of the stage. She broke right into probably their biggest hit by far, Barracuda.
You lie so low in the weeds.
Lights go down, the band went off the stage, Anne and Nancy's waving goodbye, and the crowd, the sold-out crowd, may I say, in just a couple of days, by the way, at the Wild Horse Saloon, went crazy. That's one of the loudest I've ever heard. The Wild Horse Saloon was the heart show that night.
I agree with you, Mike. I mean, these fans were just so excited about seeing, hearing Heart. They couldn't get enough of them. They wanted more.
And they got more, because when they came back, Nancy brought out a mandolin. And I've heard Heart do this next song many times, and I love it. One thing I have to say, they've done a lot of cover songs in this set.
Yes.
And probably more than they should. But the ones that they picked, I have to say, hats off to you.
They're good ones.
They were excellent. The name of the first encore song is Going to California.
This next song, again, this features Nancy and Anne singing just incredibly together. And
of course, Nancy's acoustic guitar abilities at first.
Oh, you're right
and
there,
Mike. Diddle-a-ding-a-diddle-a-ding. Just listen to this. That's what I'm talking about. You know the song already.
You know it's crazy on you.
They say goodnight.
came back one more time, and this time was Brian's favorite of the night.
I was saying the whole night, if they don't play this song, I'm going to be upset.
That's right.
And these guys can vouch for me. I said, if they don't play this next song, I'm going to be upset the rest of the night going home, and they're going to hear about it for a week. But they ended their set with Dreamboat Annie.
What a great night. What a great set. And I have to say, I could have enhanced the set a lot. I could have put in Baby LaStrange, Even It Up.
Oh, Mike.
Stranded, Dog and Butterfly.
Kick It Out.
Heartless.
I'd have to say, they have so many hits that if they're going to play an hour and 20 minutes.
If they're going to have a shorter set, they need to pull out some of Led Zepp, The Who, Petty, and all that. They're great. They do a great job. But they got their own stuff, brother. And
they
that's
really
what
do.
They need to be playing.
Yeah, and it wouldn't hurt if they kind of shortened some of the songs they actually played, too. They drag a few.
Mr. Wind, for instance.
Exactly. That's a perfect example there. You could put a whole new song into that.
I would have put two songs in its place is what I'd have done.
Well, yeah, that probably wouldn't have been a bad idea, especially some of the songs that we just named that we missed out on.
I think Mr. Wynn is in there because they really enjoy performing it.
You're right.
That's the only reason, because the Dog and Butterfly album, basically that whole CD is wonderful.
Yes.
Well, also, they started off with Wild Child. I'd rather heard what they started off with the last time we saw them, just a few years ago, which was Kick It Out. And I would love to heard that again.
Yes, there's no doubt. Great starting off song.
Anyway, let's get to our concert blast scale.
Well, we hadn't seen Heart for probably 4 years. Excited, a sold-out show, packed house. The fans were excited. I was excited because it had been 3 or 4 years since we'd seen Heart perform. And you know what? The girls just have it. The band's got it. Tell you what, they can still rock and roll. The vocals, and you just got it. Man, your voice is still wonderful. And then when your good-looking sister can get in there and play like she can, but she can sing too. I mean, it's exciting to see such quality there. Yes, there is a lot of songs we'd love to hear. We understand that you only got so much time. Yep, we wanted more, but you know, but Heart still has it. They still got the quality sound there. They really are energetic. Highly, highly, highly recommend. Go see them. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I'm going to have to beat that, Tom.
Really?
I'm going to skip all the bull because you just heard it from Tom. I mean, Tom, you said it. You said the musicianship, the quality of their vocals still, all that together. My only complaint was what we discussed already, and that was the set list and the length of the show. I would have to say Anne came out on the second encore, and she was just amazed about how loud the crowd was. And she says, this is the reason we do this still, because of this loud crowd. And I would have to say, for Heart, thank you for a clean show, 9.0.
Whoa, BB, pretty good there, Mike.
I'm going to fall somewhere in between you guys. I'm going to give it an 8.8. Here's the only reason why. They got 30 years of music. They should have stuck more to their own music. They have so much to offer. And they have so much that people want to hear of their stuff. But it was a great show. And the stuff that they covered from other bands, the Led Zepp, The Who, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, it was
great, fantastic. Yeah.
But I want to hear more Heart. That's what I'm there for. I'm here to hear Ann and Nancy and their band up there wailing on it. 8.8.
Thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to vote for us. There is a link on our website to the right-hand side. It says vote. We appreciate if you want to leave a comment. Yep, they're only going to let you vote once. Leave a
per
comment
month
if you want to. You don't have to. Just go back to your email and vote for us. We'd love to hear from you.
Now, I would have to say, for Pat Benatar, thank you so much. For Heart, thank you again. For the Wild Horse Saloon, thank you triple times.
Hey,
I mean,
Mike,
we can't thank them enough.
Jennifer McHale, we thank you so much for everything you do for us. We just love you. We enjoy going down there and viewing the shows, and can't thank you enough.
And just talking to them. They're great people,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are. I mean, we really enjoy it.
Send us an email. Let us know what you think about this show, not only this show, but any show that you listen to. Thank you so much for listening to our show. our audience has expanded all over the globe, and our numbers have doubled and tripled and quadrupled. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you. Send us an email at
concertblast@gmail.com.
Thank you, everybody, for listening again. God bless you. This is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off. Have a very good evening.
Woohoo! God bless.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Bum, 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 bum.
Bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum.
I get the bow.
You get the low, boo.
Low. How low can you go?